Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. We've been talking about the latest from San Bernardino, California, where they've been proposing to secede from the state of California. It's Ian, Chris, and Nobody here tonight. Of course, you can join us on the phone, 603-283-6160. We also covered some of the Chinese lockdown news. And by the way, if you want to get more just insane coverage in video of to give you some kind of perspective, because obviously we really don't know what it's like unless, you know, you're actually there. But there's a bunch of videos that are leaking out where it shows in one video. This is on the Northrop Gundam channel on Twitter. The username there is Gundam Northrop, GUNDAMNORTHROP, Gundam at Gundam Northrop. Earlier today, somebody posts an aerial shot, looks like a drone shot, of what appears to be a newly built COVID quarantine camp just built on an expressway. So it's literally blocks and blocks. Like, you cannot see the end of this in this video footage. You cannot see where the, like, it goes off into the haze, into the distance, the smog or whatever. You can't see the end of, I mean, I'm counting here, dozens and dozens and dozens of these facilities that are literally built in the middle of an expressway. So try to imagine, they've shut down the expressway to traffic. You cannot drive on this expressway now, and they've literally used it as the flat ground on which to build COVID quarantine camps. That's what's happened.
Crazy.
And like I said, you can see more of this stuff. Check out the Northrop Gundam channel on Twitter. They've got people being shot at, apparently, by the COVID guards now, using live ammunition, allegedly.
At the quarantine camps?
No, not at the quarantine camps. Somewhere else.
Somewhere else, okay.
Probably one of the protest areas would be my guess, but it's hard to really tell what's going on there. But back to the story about San Bernardino. That's where we were just a moment ago. And they voted in favor of a measure that kind of talks about secession. According to the measure that they voted for here with a 51.3%, it said, quote, that the elected representatives in San Bernardino County, a county of over 2 million people, by the way, in California, should, quote, study and advocate for all options to obtain the county's fair share of state funding, including secession from the state of California. Now, of course, that doesn't mean they're actually going to secede from California. As the article here at MSN.com points out, they say it's unlikely San Bernardino will secede from California, even though the passing of this measure technically allows elected officials to initiate the project. The measure is mostly symbolic, showing that the county is willing to do whatever it takes to make sure it gets its so-called fair share of state funding, including secession, but it's unclear whether a secession from the state would even be legally or constitutionally possible. According to the Constitution, any secession must be approved by the state legislature and Congress. So why would they let them go? You know, what would the reason be that they would be able to persuade the legislature to let San Bernardino out of the California Union, or whatever you want to call it? Now, of course,
slave owners almost never vote to let their slaves escape.
Right, especially if they're a county that's providing a level of tax dollars to the state coffers that they don't feel like they're getting back, right?
I wonder,
so that means that the state is getting a bunch of money out of this.
I wonder if I'm just thinking about this. If the opposite were true, would California let them leave, I wonder?
And the opposite were true, what do you mean?
Yeah, where California was sending more money into the county than the county, than reverse.
That would be maybe more of a motivation.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know about that.
But then, of course, they probably wouldn't want to leave if that was the case, too. So,
even if they could get out of California, yeah. then if they want to become the 51st state, they got a whole other problem on their hands because they have to get the approval from Congress to do that. Though there are cases in which previous secession attempts have worked out, Maine seceding from Massachusetts in 1820 and West Virginia being recognized as a new state in 1863, numerous attempts at breaking up California in recent years have all failed. San Bernardino County wasn't the only case where secessionist movements gained a victory in these midterms. Three counties in Illinois, apparently, Brown, Hardin, and the northeast portion of Madison County, have passed referendums that technically allow initiating the process of secession from Illinois, joining some 24 counties that had already approved of similar non-binding measures. I had not heard about that story. Had you guys heard anything about Illinois?
No.
No.
In Oregon, a majority of residents in Morrow and Wheeler counties also voted in favor of joining Idaho and moving a state line between the two states to create a greater Idaho.
I think I heard about that one.
Yeah, I think that's great news. And now, whether or not this means anything from a political standpoint, I think remains to be seen. But it does show that the idea of secession, at the very least, is alive in the United States, and that people aren't afraid to vote in favor of secession as a concept, right? Like, these proposals passed in these areas of Illinois and in Oregon and now technically San Bernardino in California. So the fact that somebody's willing to vote for any kind of provision that uses the word secession, like, supposedly we're meant to believe that secession is this dirty word and it's really bad and you're not supposed to use that word, but yet the provisions are passing. Now, I don't know how they were stated in Illinois and Oregon. We don't have the actual wording, but the word secession was used in the San Bernardino ballot measure. So, again, will this turn into anything? Probably not, but I think it's a good sign. You're welcome to comment. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The more that we can get people talking about secession, the closer it becomes to being a reality. Because the more you talk about something, the more you believe in that thing. The more you can get people to believe in that thing. The more they hear about the idea of secession. Especially on a local basis.
Yeah, especially if you talk about the benefits of secession, right? As opposed to just the word, right?
Oh, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, you know, I feel like...
You persuade people somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I feel like sometimes we talk about secession, but we don't really talk about the benefits of it, right? Like, and there's different benefits probably for, the California county that left or the... some of these other...
Greater Idaho would be leaving
Greater
Oregon.
Greater Idaho, right.
The insane rules of Oregon. They just passed some crazy gun restrictions there.
Yeah, I don't know what the benefits are for those particular regions, mm-hmm. but, like, I can think of benefits for New Hampshire from, like, leaving the United States, as an example there.
Well, that's not what these people are proposing, just to be clear, right? They all want to stay in the United States. New Hampshire is the only place that, besides Texas, basically, and there is this California secession movement to actually leave the United States, but New Hampshire's proposal has gone further than any of the rest.
Yeah, so the gun thing might be a good example for them. I think in the case of New Hampshire, maybe that would be also good for New Hampshire from a gun perspective. But
of course it would. We'd get rid of the federal government's gun restrictions.
Right.
I mean, if we got rid of the federal government, you could get your felony annulled in New Hampshire and you could carry a gun again.
Possibly.
So that's one good reason. Another good reason is that New Hampshire is, I believe, what they call a donor state, right? So we're mm-hmm. the government. And I would refrain it more like the federal government is taking money. They're stealing more money from us than they're giving back.
Yeah, I would say victim state would be a better.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good way to phrase it. but there's lots of other good reasons.
I think Alu Axelman came up with a list of like 100+ reasons why you should support the idea of New Hampshire independence. And I'm sure many of those apply to other states.
Oh, yeah.
Just because independence is good for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the federal government goes into states, you know, and they do violent things to the people of those states.
They sure do.
Even in spite of the fact that many states have laws where something is completely legal, making it completely legal, like maybe weed, for example, or, mm-hmm. you know, something
guns.
Else, yeah. guns or, you know, whatever. And that's the whole idea of the nullification, but nullification isn't perfect. It doesn't solve all the problems. The only thing that will solve all those problems is independence.
Absolutely right. But the point that, you know, you made here is the feds use violence. That's the number one reason why people are afraid to declare independence, because they're afraid the federal government's going to roll in tanks or drop a nuclear weapon or whatever.
It's easier to use violence against individuals than it is to use it against a whole state, though, I think.
The number here is 603-283-6160, but regardless, that's the irrational fear. I think it's irrational. There's more coming up here. It is.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160. We're talking about secession, which appears to be getting more coverage these days. More people, it's an issue for them. They're actually voting on questions of whether or not to leave California, Illinois, and in Oregon. I actually pulled up some more information about what's going on in Oregon. It's actually really interesting, this Greater Idaho proposal, where they're trying to not per se secede, because they're not trying to leave the United States, and they're also not trying to create a 51st state. They're just saying, hey, we'd rather be over here. And why don't we just connect ourselves politically to this other landmass that they think is more like them? And that's the proposal. We'll talk a little bit more about it here. Ian, Chris, and Nobody in joining you tonight. The number 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in here, maybe you're against the idea of independence. Maybe you think borders should never be shifted.
We should go back to being part of Great Britain.
There are probably people who believe that. There was a guy that came out to the New Hampshire exit proposed where we had a hearing, I think all of us went to. And there really was a guy that came out and advocated for that. Now, it was tongue-in-cheek, of course. But the dude actually drove up from, I think, Virginia or something like that. He made a long drive just to come up and give that performance in front of the council, or the committee members that were hearing the bill. So what happened in Oregon is really interesting, because the news story that we were just sharing was about what was going on in California, where San Bernardino did vote to consider using secession as a negotiating tactic against the California government to try to get more money out of them. Not the most exciting of stories. But still, a proposal with the word secession in it did pass in San Bernardino County. But more interestingly is this proposal for the Greater Idaho. This November, two counties had voted to join Greater Idaho, but it's two additional counties. They already have, looks like, 9 other counties that are all sort of on the eastern or southeastern area of Oregon, these larger counties, right? Like, these don't have the big cities in them. Right, this is the rural area of Oregon, which has absolutely nothing in common with Portland.
I wonder what Idaho has to say about this.
Idaho, who's Idaho?
Isn't that what we're talking about, Idaho?
I think it's a state.
Yeah, but you said, I wonder what Idaho has to say about this. Who are you referring to?
The people of Idaho.
Well, the people of Idaho are voting in large number to leave Idaho. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Who are they joining?
Oh, I'm sorry, Idaho. Oregon. Sorry, yes. The people of Idaho. Great question. I don't know about that.
Okay.
Sorry, I was thinking of Oregon when you said Idaho.
I'm getting confused, and I'm thinking I'm confused.
Oregon,
but
Idaho. Apparently, they're both going to be the same thing here soon if this moves forward. The website is greateridaho.org, by the way. And, you know, as far as proposals to change political designations and such, this was a pretty straightforward and sensible one, right? Like, they're not asking for secession, so they don't have to, you know, get over that hill. That's a pretty big hill. But here's their frequently asked questions page, where they actually give you a sort of a pitch on how this actually benefits both Idaho and Oregon, right? So in Oregon, the Portland area is kind of a different place, as I understand it. I've never visited. I've never been there. Have you been to Portland?
Have.
What's it like?
It's a different place.
For
yeah,
sure.
I mean, I don't know. It's different. It's obviously, you know, it's a city versus rural. I think that's probably the biggest, most obvious.
Well, yeah, and of course, and in most places in the U.S., cities dominate politically in state governments.
You're going to have more conservative values in the more rural areas.
Yeah, that's what they say here, and they're frequently asked questions. Why should counties want to become part of Idaho? And why should Oregon counties? It says, Oregon will continue to violate more and more American values and American freedoms because northwestern Oregon has 79% of Oregon's population and voters. And Boise, on the other hand, in Idaho, has only 13% of Idaho's population. They say that they'll benefit from so-called law and order. Oregon refuses to protect citizens from criminals, rioters, wildfire arsonists, illegals, and the homeless, but then infringes on your right to defend your family with firearms, which, by the way, just happened. There was a ballot measure in Oregon to, I believe, create some of the most restrictive firearms controls of all of the 50 states. It won by a small margin, but it did win. And, of course, it's the people in the city, you know, that voted for that. They say that in low taxes, they'll benefit from that. Idaho is the state with the eighth smallest tax burden, and Oregon ranks 33rd, according to the Tax Foundation. Combining all taxes together, including sales tax, the average Idahoan paid $1,722 less in taxes in 2019 than the average Oregonian. That's averaging together every adult, child, employed, retired, or unemployed. Oregon tax rates continue to go up due to a lack of willingness to control spending. They say safety would benefit, that Idaho allows forests to be managed to prevent destruction of housing from huge wildfires. A thriving economy. Number five, Idaho has less regulation than any other state. By the way, Idaho was on the list of states for the New Hampshire Free State Project.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
They called it the New Hampshire Free State Project.
Correct.
They do have, there's no sales tax in Portland, Oregon.
In the state,
I'm presuming it's nowhere else either, too.
But yet their burden is still tremendous as far as taxes are concerned.
Well, I'm just saying there's one good thing about the state.
Idaho has less regulation, they say, than any other state, leading to low unemployment and much lower cost of living. Their approach to regulation and taxation would allow rural industries to revive and employ us again, they say. And finally, number six, the ruling party in the Oregon legislature only has two representatives from a rural district or from eastern or southern Oregon, but our reps would be in the ruling party in Idaho where our concerns and needs would be heard. And so those are the reasons why they say Oregon County should want to become a part of Idaho. And it seems like those counties agree. And they have voted to do that. In fact, there's another one that's scheduled to vote very soon to join the Greater Idaho Movement. But as of right now, they've locked in what appears to be probably 50% of the landmass of Oregon. So, like, this is getting to the point where they actually have what it takes to move this forward. Leaders of the movement, according to OPB, that's the Oregon Public Broadcasting Channel at opb.org, say they now have enough support to lobby state legislatures directly to change state lines. According to the story here, Citizens for Greater Idaho has claimed victory as results are now showing both ballot measures garnering strong majorities in Oregon on these two counties that voted this year. Only state legislatures and Congress have the power to change state lines, and both ballot questions didn't directly ask voters if they wanted to break away from Oregon and join Idaho. Instead, Morrow County voters supported a measure that will require their Board of Commissioners to meet three times a year to discuss, quote, promoting Morrow County's interests regarding relocation of the state border. Unquote. The ballot measure in Wheeler County mandates its county government request state lawmakers to use taxpayer money to explore moving the border. So, not the strongest of wording on the measures themselves, but yet people are talking about this, and this is definitely moving forward, and they've got multiple counties, close to a dozen counties now on board with this, still with a few more that have yet to actually cast their votes. This seems like it's in the realm of the possible.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Online shoppers spent a record-breaking $5.29 billion on Thanksgiving Day. That's according to a new report by Adobe, which tracks sales on retailer websites. Analysts say Black Friday spending is expected to top $9 billion. This as inflation remains near a 40-year high. Amber Bergeron is a Louisiana mom who says she's having to cut back this Christmas.
With inflation, toys have gone up. You know, everything that we would usually get for our kids for Christmas, that's gone up. And my kids aren't going to understand that there's a whole lot less under the Christmas tree. They're going to wonder why Santa didn't bring what he usually brings.
In World Cup action, the United States and England played to a 0-0 draw. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, we're talking about kind of secession. Can you call this secession what they're talking about with the Greater Idaho thing? The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join the show here tonight. It's Ian
and Chris.
Nobody was there. We may have lost him temporarily, but I suspect he will return to us. I hear a shuffling. Nobody's remote, by the way. He's been remote for some time. We're hoping to get him back here at some point in the future, maybe by the end of the year or something. Welcome back, sir. Good to have you. He is one of the hosts of Beard Talk Live, which you can hear tomorrow night at 10:30 Eastern Time on watch.freetalklive.com. Or if you can't listen to it live, it is available later on, of course, on our podcast. And Captain Kickass actually asked me to set up a Beard Talk Live page, which I have done at beard.freetalklive.com. You can go there, and it'll be it's got like an RSS feed with just the Beard Talk Live episodes in it, so you can easily find them.
Ooh, it's a real show now.
Yeah, beard.freetalklive.com, so check that out. All right, so 603-283-6160. We're talking about this Greater Idaho movement. Is this secession, guys? Do you think that this proposal of the Idaho counties, quote unquote, leaving and joining Oregon, is that a secessionist movement?
I don't know. I mean, I would think usually secession involves like being independent, but I guess I don't know. It doesn't seem like it would be independent. Still, it would just be part of another state.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, I would say that if you secede from one jurisdiction and join another, that it's two things. The first is a secession.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
The second would be a session or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do essentially they do have to ask permission, right, to be able to go. They're going to have to pass something in the Idaho legislature. But the interesting thing about this is they might be able to. Like, there's this large chunk of the people of these western, or rather eastern and southern counties in Oregon that are voting for this.
You know, I think the more interesting thing is, like, they can't do it, as I understand it, unless the feds approve. And I don't think the feds are going to approve. So the question then becomes, well, what happens if they do it and both sides agree, like, to it, and it's like, and they just like act as if they're part of another state without.
Do the
actually,
feds have to approve this one?
Yeah, I believe so.
But, well, they're not asking to.
I think
they're not asking to create a new state.
Yeah, but I think even breaking up
just
is
the borders. You think changing borders?
I think so. Changing borders, I think, requires
well, maybe the story will
Congress.
We'll get into it here. It does say only state legislatures and Congress have the power to change
right.
state lines. And again, they're not to the point where that's actually what they're doing. They're just kind of they're taking the temperature of the people of these counties. And there have been 11 counties now that have passed the Greater Idaho measures in mostly central and eastern Oregon. As a result, there were two counties that did not vote for this. So Douglas and Josephine counties voted against the Greater Idaho measures in May. Following the outcomes of that primary, Greater Idaho lopped off Southwest Oregon from its main proposal. So they said, hey, you guys don't want to be a part of our thing? Fine. We're just going to cut out Southwest Oregon. They're focusing now on Southern and Eastern Oregon as the idea of to make Idaho a larger state.
You know, just the idea that anybody should have any choice is somewhat revolutionary.
You know, it seems like it might be a good idea to have more flexible borders, just because, you know, political climates change, mm-hmm. You know, from time to time. And, you know, why should you be stuck to political borders effectively from a couple hundred years ago or, you know, whenever your state was founded?
Well, that's why I say this is a pretty simple proposal that I think could have the legs to go through. It's not unheard of, right? Like, the other story that we were reading mentions West Virginia and, well, Maine, of course, seceded into its own state. But there have been border shifts. In fact, one of the stories I was looking at said Washington had a border change in 1958. So
really?
It's not something that is unheard of even in the last 100 years.
Interesting.
Apparently. But they say here in a press release from the group, which is greateridaho.org, quote, the movement has already won elections in 11 of the 15 counties that are proposed to join Idaho, and it says it has enough signatures to get on the ballot in Wallowa County. According to their press release, they said further, the movement says it does not need votes in every county because these election results demonstrate to state legislators that any eastern Oregon county would approve Greater Idaho measures. And so far, it's a huge chunk of the landmass. This story from OPB, that's the Oregon Public Broadcasters, they say, while Greater Idaho celebrated its local victories, it also had an eye on other elections across the state, and they say that a Republican gave the GOP its best chance in years of retaking the governorship. I don't know if she won or not. I don't know if anyone cares. But let's see, what else do we need to know here? McCarter, noted the voters had approved the measure meant to prevent legislative walkouts. I think they've turned away from the main thrust of this particular story. So I want to go back to the Greater Idaho website because they make an interesting pitch here on why Idaho would benefit from adding these conservative counties. That seems like a pretty easy pitch, right? Idaho's kind of a conservative state. They're saying, hey, we're like you. They say they would stop Idaho from becoming more liberal. They said, we chose a group of counties that voted 70% Republican in 2020. Idaho voted 63.9% Republican. Adding rural counties would prevent Boise from ever drowning out the rest of the state's vote. In the last 8 years, the area has voted against hard drugs and 61% against marijuana legalization. So, again, this isn't a place we would want to spend any time. These are people who are against personal freedoms. These are conservatives.
You know what
right?
we don't have in the United States, at least I don't think so much, is enclaves and enclaves. Where you could, because you know,
what is that? What do you mean?
So you can have, like, you could potentially have part of, I don't know, Idaho be, well, what we think of as Idaho, parts of it not be Idaho, it would be part of some other state. So you drive through Idaho, and then you reach,
you cross into Nevada or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Even though mm-hmm. Nevada is normally like a different part, right?
Now, is there any actual example of this happening?
I don't know about
in the United States.
I don't know in the United States there is.
Is there any example of it somewhere else?
Yes, all around the world there are enclaves and enclaves. In other countries, like literally other countries, you've got enclaves and enclaves. So,
like, have you seen one of these, or you just know they exist?
They exist. I think they even, I think Denmark maybe, but definitely in Europe, they exist a lot in Europe.
So you're saying the. Within Denmark, there is some sort of carve-out
where
another
country,
another country exists, but it's a country that already exists somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's not like Andorra, which is its own country.
Right.
Sandwiched
exactly.
Between.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, like, there's precedent. Like, there are other parts of the world.
There's no precedent.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I might be wrong about that.
That would be a game changer. If somebody could pull that one off, that would be amazing.
It begs the question, why couldn't somebody suggest something along those lines?
They could.
Right? Because that seems like it would solve a lot of the problems with, you know, Democrat versus Republican and a lot of these, you know, conservative and more liberal states, right? Because you can have, if you don't even necessarily have to have it, like, be part of another state. It could mm-hmm. also just be a, like in New Hampshire, there's different regulations for up north than there are down south in some instances. And you could probably do more of that. It's not like you have to dominate, like, whoever dominates the state has to dominate the whole state.
Well, I don't know if you remember this from, this would have been, like, maybe around the time I moved to New Hampshire, which was, you know, 15, 16 years ago, Killington, Vermont was proposing exactly what you're talking about. Killington, Vermont is landlocked. Mm-hmm. It's in the center of Vermont, okay? So it's not a border town. But they were actually proposing to join New Hampshire.
Yeah, and that would be an example of an enclave or an enclave.
I don't think it went anywhere. I don't think it ever went to a vote or anything like that. It was making headlines. It was like a sea town.
Yeah.
They felt like they were being taxed too much by Vermont, and they said, we should join New Hampshire, and I think it kind of ended there.
I think there's some discussions with Mass as well, but nothing actually has occurred.
If it could happen, it would be a huge game changer, because then anybody could join New Hampshire as long as they're, you know, freedom-oriented.
That would be pretty cool.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. And the number is 603-283-6160. But for now, you got to move here if you're living.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160, especially if you're involved in the Greater Idaho movement, something that is apparently moving forward in a pretty meaningful fashion. You've got 11 counties in Oregon, which just at a glance here, the different maps that are being displayed on sites like OPB, which is the Oregon Public Broadcasting Channel, they're showing what appears to be a good chunk of the state, at least as far as landmass, according to the website greateridaho.org. The counties that have voted for this, or the counties that in theory should vote for this, would be over 380,000 Oregonians that could leave to quote-unquote secede from Oregon and then join Idaho. And I think they should. I mean, they make the argument here that this benefits both sides, right? Like, this benefits the leftists in Oregon in that they'll have total domination of the state. They won't have to fight with the conservatives anymore. They can have, you know, all the domination of leftist politics that they want to.
But what about the conservatives in the cities?
I'll tell you the thing that I think would be better personally, though, is city-states.
What's that?
Basically, a city-state is, of course, Athens was a city-state. It's a city that exists independent of any other political authority, or in the context of the United States, it would be basically taking New York City, cutting it out of New York State and making it a state in its own right. Basically the only people who would be answerable to the people who lived in New York City would be the people who lived in New York City.
Okay, just to clarify, you're not saying make it a state, you're saying make it a nation.
No, I'm saying make it a state, so it would still answer to the federal government, but it would not answer to the state government of New York, and nor would the state government of New York answer to it.
That's a new take on it. But there are some city-states that still exist in the world, and I think a couple in Europe, if I'm not mistaken.
The Vatican is a city-state.
Right. Yeah. Right.
What about Andorra? Is that a city-state?
I mean, such it's a small country. Enough.
Yeah.
What about Liechtenstein?
Yeah, I think that's another
Isn't
one.
Isn't that one of them?
I
Monaco?
Don't think
Monaco?
Either,
yep.
I think that both of those have... I don't think that they're just one big metropolis. Mm-hmm. I think there are rural areas in both of those jurisdictions, but I could be wrong on
Even
that.
Even Monaco?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I could be wrong. I don't know enough about them. I've not done enough research, although I heard Liechtenstein is run by a pretty libertarian prince.
Yeah, well, there are times when monarchy can be better than democracy.
Yeah.
You better be lucky in you know, you better hope that your libertarian prince doesn't have a illiberal kid or you're in trouble.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's like, it's on the one hand, it's like democracy may be generally like the better of the options that we generally have in practice in the world, but at the same time, it's like it ain't a great option, right? It's like
I'd take a hands-off king any day over democracy.
Right, right. It's just one of these things where it's like it's a little bit better maybe, but it depends. Like it's also like probably dependent too. Like there are some really terrible democracies in the world. Like we think of democracy generally as being better, but look at like places like India. I mean, India is really authoritarian, you know.
Or New York City.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, democracy is just two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner.
Yeah.
So
I
that's
mean,
all it is.
India's got as much censorship as practically China.
Wow. They go into, again, I'm looking at the reasons why they're saying adding conservative counties from Oregon to Idaho would benefit Idahoans, and they talk about drugs, right? They're saying, oh, these counties voted against marijuana legalization, so if if that's valuable to you, then they would want you, or they would want them in Idaho. And they say here, Oregon decriminalized hard drugs in 2020, which will bring addicts closer to Idahoans and tempt Idahoans to make a quick drive to get drugs. Moving the border is the only way to push Oregon's drug laws and abortion law farther from the county in Idaho where you live. It would change the Boise-Oregon drive time.
Well, these people are going to be disappointed when they learn that changing the border doesn't change the distance physically between places. unless they intend to have border guards to institute 3-hour waits and customs searches, it's going to be just as easy to move to drive across the border.
Well, they're saying here, their point is it would change the drive time to get from Boise to Oregon from 51 minutes to 5 hours, so it would make it harder for Boise residents to go and hop over the border and get drugs
How would
Oregon.
It change the drive time?
Because they would be moving the border west. So if
I see what you're saying.
Right. So what it would do is if this goes through,
they'd be going to a different place.
They wouldn't be able to get drugs in eastern Oregon because it would then be Idaho. Essentially, is their argument. But
yeah, because addicts, if the drive is too long, they'll just stay home and smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
Just ask them.
Yeah, I tend to suspect that it'll just increase the black market, but. So those are some of the reasons for why they think that they should, be welcomed in Idaho. But here's the other, the frequently asked questions that they have from greateridaho.org. And this is their pitch on why this would benefit the liberals in Western Oregon. Why should you just let us go, right? Like, hey, we want to go. Why should you just let us? They say you'll save money. In 2019, the average Northwestern Oregonian wage earner subsidized Eastern and Southern Oregon counties by $382 per year, judging from income tax rates, plus $187 per year for state highways. Are you willing to keep paying that just so Oregon looks big on a map? Oregon state government is not funded by property tax. The health of the state budget is determined by the average income per person, not the amount of territory. Corporate taxes are a very small part of state revenues. As far as state budget's concerned, people and their incomes matter, not land area. The only thing Oregon has to lose is the satisfaction of seeing a large footprint when they look at the map.
Point two, in the gridlock, in the legislature, without these counties, Republicans in the Oregon legislature would no longer have the numbers to deny quorum by walking out, or slow the legislature by forcing bills to be read in full. Because there's not much that the Republicans can do in Oregon, right? It's the Democrats still dominate there, but they would then keep a supermajority if the Republicans left the state, basically, and joined Idaho, which they would need to pass financial laws. Oregon would make progress, becoming more liberal than even Washington State, although not as liberal as New York or California. No Republicans would be added to the U.S. Senate or the U.S. House by this change, and the effect on the Electoral College would only be half an elector out of 538, or less than 0.1%. So that's a pretty strong argument. It's like, hey, we're going to be out of your hair. You guys, yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm disagreeing with you. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's motivational, I think. Point three, conservatives of Western Oregon get the opportunity to move to a red state and still live within driving distance of their family in Western Oregon. Four, self-determination. Moving the border allows each side of the state to get the kind of governance that's desired by the majority of its own residents. Oregon would no longer hold Eastern Oregon captive against its will, although I don't know if that really is persuasive to the people in Western Oregon, and Eastern Oregon votes would no longer affect Oregon elections. And number five, not a loss. The state government owns extremely little land in these counties. It's almost all federal or private land. The state government doesn't collect property taxes. That's interesting. So it has little to lose from the border relocation. Its assets and liabilities would be divided fairly on a per capita basis. So those are the pitch points they have for why the people in Western Oregon should accept this. And I would be really interested to hear from people in Western Oregon who oppose this move. I mean, it seems like this is a win-win for absolutely everybody in the state of Oregon.
Yeah, well, the people who would lose would be the likely conservative residents of the parts that stayed in Oregon.
They should leave then. They should
leave. Well, yeah, that's the thing. And then the other thing you would see is a precipitous drop, I think, of land value in those parts of Oregon, which would allow liberals to spread out and take that land at a bargain price.
Yeah, I think it's a great proposal, and I'm glad to see that so many people are voting for this. Again, 11 counties in Idaho have now voted on some kind of ballot measure that, to some extent or another, enables this. And so they are going to be moving forward, they say, with legislative action on this to put forward some sort of bill to authorize the redrawing of the state borders. Now, again, they also would need to get Idaho's approval on this and then ultimately Congress. But it's definitely something worth keeping an eye on. Check out Chris. He's got his own show. It's Freedom Decrypted over at freedomdecrypted.com. It's a once-a-week liberty-oriented tech show. And you can join him on Saturdays live at 5 o'clock Eastern, freedomdecrypted.com. See you tomorrow night, Free Talk Live, Doc.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. We'll be right back. extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.